It is the first Friday of the month, and that means it's time for the Plant Rant with Sandra the Plant Lady.
Good morning,
Sandra.
Good morning, Bob. Well,
you're here.
I'm here. And, you know, it has been the most amazing fall. And I
very
just,
pretty.
The colors really, that rain was so well timed, and the color has lasted such a long time. And the shift with the different varieties of maples and the oaks now have really been showing off their colors. And it's just been, I feel like just for the last 2 months, every day I'm like, oh my gosh, look at it. It's so pretty everywhere I go. So thank you, Baker Orchard, for sponsoring the Plant Rant. If folks still need apples, get out Saturday and Sunday. I think this might be one of the last weekends. I don't know if it'll go next weekend. We have our big event that we do every year. Our Apple Olympics will be happening tomorrow, which is a competition among the staff. And we do a gator, backwards gator race, a blindfold gator challenge, apple bagging, apple sorting and naming, and windfall pickup.
You're really all just kids, aren't you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's John. Yeah, and he always seems to win, but one of these years he's going down. Every now and then someone will beat him. So, and, of course, Anthony's been working at the orchard, too, and he's always attended, but and, you know, gets to play, but now he'll be an official contestant. So tomorrow will be a fun day. So stop by the orchard. You can cheer me on or cheer Anthony on. Just, I don't care who wins. Just somebody needs to beat John. So, but anyway, thank you, Baker Orchard. Speaking of fun, we set up, WPCA set up musical chairs at the Halloween event, which got moved to the community center, which actually really worked out nice. It was great, and it was decorated cute, and people had a really fun time. The musical chairs has become such a hit. So thank you, Amory Community Club, for inviting us to that. And without further ado here, before we get to, you know, we always run out of time. So Teresa Wolf is here again, the Mindful Eating Maven. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. How are you today?
Fabulous.
Me too.
Yay.
And Bob?
Wonderful.
Good, good.
So Teresa's here to talk to us about,
before we go any farther, what's the time tomorrow of all the events at the orchard?
Well, and it's, you know, I'd have to double check. Probably like noonish.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, if people want to stop by to see the events and watch somebody beat John.
Yeah. Between like noon and 4 or 5. It kind of depends upon how busy we are. Because if it's busy with customers, you know, we kind of get pulled away from.
Well, I thought it was because it was the kids maybe not got up early enough.
No. Well, this is adult staff members as well. John's the biggest kid there, so, you know.
You guys doing that stuff, you're all kids.
It's super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's our year-end party. We eat and have, you know, just a fun time, so. But speaking of eating, maybe I can practice some mindful eating at the party tomorrow.
What a great segue.
So tell us, holiday eating, what do we got going? What's new these days?
Well, this is a big, mindful eating is a really important concept for me that I would like to share with people, because the subtle act of mindful eating makes such a difference in people's health and well-being. And it's hard for people to grasp and to remember, to pay attention. And the act of mindfulness helps on so many levels, because it causes you to stay focused. It causes you to be in the moment. It causes you, in mindfulness in anything, causes you to just experience more fully what's going on, and also to be able to hear your inner voice if it's telling you that something around you is good or amiss. So I love mindfulness, but that's a huge thing to grasp for people to try and be mindful all the time.
And can you explain, we've talked about this before, but if other people missed that interview, which you can check out on the archives at WPCAradio.org and go into the Plant Rant archives. Can you explain a little bit, if some of our listeners aren't, maybe if mindfulness isn't part of their like common language or what that means?
Good point. So mindfulness is merely paying attention, period. just paying attention to what you're doing. And we get so busy and there's so much going on and there are so many distractions in our life. There's, you know, just driving down the
road.
We're
overstimulated in so many ways.
All the time. And a good example is to think of how many times you're driving down the road and all of a sudden you're someplace and you forgot how you got there. Both of these guys are nodding, so I know I hit a chord. So mindfulness is simply knowing where you're at all the time. And that's hard for us to do. So we'll just set that aside, and then I'll explain why it's my shtick. It's because I'm a food scientist, and I've spent 35 years trying to study and understand what we must have to thrive. And for me, my big deal is food. I love food. I love all kinds of food. And I've also tried to be progressive about our thinking about food. I am very concerned with how we're going to feed the 8+ billion people on the world and what in my little way I can do for it. And after some really serious thinking and diving deep into my soul, if you will, what about it? I've come to the conclusion that for me, mindful eating is my way of helping people to be their best and their healthiest. And here is how it helps everybody else. It helps everybody else because if you are eating mindfully, you start listening to you start hearing your own inner wisdom and your own food cues when you're full, when you're hungry, when you're not. And I'm going to ask again, who among us has sat down and picked up something and gone, oh, I probably should have stopped before I ate this?
Right, like sending your, like you're already giving this message to yourself that this is a bad thing, or I know this is horrible for me as you're shoveling it in.
Or in the morning with your coffee and you start feeling jittery and there's this little voice in your head says, probably should stop now. Oh, but I'm not going to waste that last quarter of coffee I paid for or whatever. Or with the holidays. So this is big for me now because of the holidays, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. With the holidays coming up, how many of you are thinking of, Thanksgiving's coming, I'm going to eat too much?
My one friend, we were out to dinner one night, and she said, you're at the yellow light with the plate. Because you're either going to put the green light on and you're going to go for it, or you need to put the stop light up. Like, you're at the yellow light with your plate of food with what the amount of leftovers. Like, is it enough to save? Do you keep eating it even though you're full?
Awesome.
You know, like, I feel like that's like your coffee example. Because that's the thing. Like, is this worth the to-go box? But I don't want to waste it, you know.
Yeah.
And then if I take those last few bites, am I going to be uncomfortable the rest of
That's precisely it. And we're going to face that how many times throughout the next month and a half?
There was years I had 3 Thanksgivings in one day.
Yeah.
So with, you know, separated families or bonus families or whatever, it's...
And there are so many things that interfere with that. So let's take your 3 Thanksgivings. You want to honor the people that you're with,
that prepared the food,
that did all this work. You want to show them that you care about that work by eating some of it. But, and here, if you guys can imagine this, if you take both of your hands and hold them together like you're cupping them and want to fill them with water.
Okay.
All you listeners, do this, please, if you can. Put your hands together like you're cupping it and you're holding it and you're going to fill it with water. That's how much your stomach can hold. Period. So anything above that volume is going to make you uncomfortable. It's too much. So there's your easy guide for how much
smaller
you should
plates.
Eat.
I think we need smaller dishes because then your plate looks full.
Yeah.
Instead of these huge platters where.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. That's a good way to do it. The other way is to think about if you go to a fine dining place, you often get a big plate with one little tiny thing in it.
Yes. And because the flavor is all so good, what I found with fancier restaurants, you can have a very small portion, but if it's been prepared with all these right combinations of flavors and really good ingredients, you're satisfied. Like, it's satisfying even though it's not a big portion.
So that's a good cue for people. If you just have the intention to be satisfied with your meal, automatically that's going to shift how you are going to eat.
So setting the intention at the start.
At the beginning. If you say, I'm going to eat mindfully, at least for me, that doesn't work because I'm so distracted and I want to pay attention to what people are saying and all of that. But if you want to set the intention that you're satisfied, it just gives your whole body that, okay, let's talk loud when we're getting full. The other thing about eating mindfully that I'm going to circle back to why this is important, because when you're eating mindfully, you are paying attention. We've talked about how much you should chew. You're going to chew your food more thoroughly. You're going to notice the colors, the smells, and the environment around you when you eat mindfully. And all of those contribute to how satisfying your meal is.
So it's using all of your senses.
Being present and using all of your senses.
Seeing it, smelling it, feeling it, texture, tasting it.
Another cue for how you can set this up is to just, when you eat a bite, you can say, wow, this is good. Or, wow, this is crunchy. Even if it's no good, you can
find something to say. Describing it.
So if you do these things, then your body will have the time it takes. Regardless of what you eat, it takes about 20 minutes for your body to register and record and give you a cue that you are getting full.
Well, and that's where the eating's slower. And chewing your food helps, because if you're shoveling, you can eat a lot in 20 minutes before your brain knows, oh, you've had enough.
You can eat more than those two handfuls for in 20 minutes easily. I know.
Yes.
Ask me how I know.
I have experience with this. Yes.
I have experience in all of what I do. Yes. Now, but so in that time, if you eat more slowly, I know they say put your fork down. I don't do that, but that's a good
right between bites.
Put your fork down between bites, count your bites and all of this stuff. Eventually this becomes more habitual. And so it's not so hard to do. But for the holidays, I would like to encourage you to think about it now. Because if you start doing these kinds of behaviors now, what happens is by the time you get to these big holiday events, it's a little bit easier for you to hear those food cues.
We'd be right about on time for Thanksgiving because they say, 21 days to make a habit?
Yeah.
And so if you start now, by Thanksgiving, it'll already be
natural. Well, that's the whole
natural
point. And actually,
this is well-timed.
Exactly. And it was strategically timed.
Yes, yes.
Like that. But anyhow, I would like to encourage people to do this because it not only benefits you, it will help you to have a richer holiday experience. Because if you think about so many of us, we go to these parties and we start, hi, eating, drinking, going from one person to another. And before you know it, you go home and you've had a horrible gut bomb because you eat or drink too much.
Or both.
And then that gets compounded by your mental dialogue. I shouldn't have eaten so much. I shouldn't have said so this. I shouldn't have been this. And now my clothes don't fit because I've been eating too much and I've got all these.
So you're now in a spiral of negativity.
Exactly.
And now this positive experience of engaging and having community with people has now been your self-sabotaging and not focusing on the...
And then,
it was decorated so pretty and all the food was good and the company was lovely.
Exactly. And then the holidays aren't fun. You lose the fun.
Right.
You lose the magic. You lose the sacredness of all of this holiday joy. And the purpose of the holidays, everybody, is over time, in previous times, was to break the humdrum and the grayness and the just overwhelming the oppressiveness of winter.
Right.
And so if you've got that kind of energy around you, and then you become, the holidays are not fun. Can you imagine how that's just down, 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 right. down, down. So to me, it just seems so simple and so subtle. But if you start eating more mindfully, then you can go into your holidays with this more empowered and confident sense. You're being mindful, you're noticing the colors and the people around, and you're more joyful, and so everybody around you is more joyful.
Yeah, spread the vibration, right?
Okay, I realize, everyone, that I'm on a soapbox, but give it a try. I challenge you.
Speaking of challenge, you have a new program that you
worked on
specifically about this.
And yeah, I do. And I'm very excited about this. And that's what I was referring to a few minutes ago. I launched it on Halloween, our first big eating event of the fall. At least I announced promotion for it.
And our beginning of going into the darkness at Samhain, and are ready for our trip down to in between our light cycles here.
All of that.
Yeah,
all of that.
So that's well timed.
And the program I'm offering is a 5-day mindful eating challenge called Eat, Savor, Love. And the goal of it is to, if you join the challenge, for 5 days in your email inbox, you will get a daily challenge of something to focus on for that day. So for day one, the challenge is called Savor the Flavor and Honor the Aroma. So for the first day, you're just going to, throughout the day, as you eat, you're going to notice the smell. That's it. No big deal. Day two is called Chew to Renew. And on this day, I want you to just notice your chewing and how many times you chew something. If you don't chew your food thoroughly, and this is another soapbox. My gosh, I'm rising up on this pedestal of soapboxes. You have to chew your food to the smallest amount, to that liquid form when you swallow it, in order for the enzymes and acids in the stomach to break it down to the molecular level so that it can be absorbed through your intestines and through your gut tissues. Otherwise, you end up excreting it, or worse, it gets caught within the colon and you end up with diverticulitis and things like that. So the simple act of chewing your food better will improve your digestion immensely. The simple act of chewing your food better will cause you to eat slower. The simple act of chewing your food better will cause you to be more mindful about what you're eating. It all just flows.
Well, and there are a lot of folks that struggle with digestive issues.
And this is
And
huge.
I think part of it, like our, what I'm thinking, like, we've created this culture now where everybody's running around. You've got 3 kids in hockey, and you're doing this, and you're eating in the car, and it's a struggle sometimes even for people to have, like, a family meal. So it's part of that kind of rat race culture that we're kind of living in. And so it's...
Well, this is the cool thing. You got your 3 kids, and you're running off to hockey, and you've been at 15 different places prior to that, and you're thinking about getting ready for the holidays, and you're thinking about how much you've got to do that you're not going to get to by the end of the day, and. So you're in
I
the car.
I feel stressed to say.
I know, but that's, so I know. Here is one easy way to employ what I'm discussing. You're in the car, you stopped at a fast food, you're slamming the food out to the kids, eat it mindfully. Have them count how many times they chew. Just, you don't have to necessarily change what you do. I'm just asking you to be present about it. But then, by being present about it, I can guarantee over time, you will change what you do, but it will fit into your life.
I like it. So day three.
Okay. So everybody, if I go through every day and you write this down or listen again.
Oh, here we go. Talk about gut health. Here we go.
Yeah. You don't have to take the challenge. You could just do these things for 5 days. So day three is listen to your gut literally. And in this particular one, I want you to listen to your body's signals, to make that intention, to really try and hear what your body is telling you as you're going through. And the two previous days will set you up for this day. So there's a reason for the order. And I'm going to ask you to eat until you're 80% full. If you're like me and you love eating, I do. I really, really love to eat. The thought of stopping before I'm feeling really full was hard. And so if you eat slower and you allow your body to tell you that it's full, that becomes a lot easier to do. So, and in there, this program, by the way, it's, you get this beautiful book that's been, that I created that has all the information and some more background information, as well as it provides journal pages. So you can add your own thoughts and insights and ahas to it. So journal prompts on the day four, it's the mind plate connection where you're looking at your emotions while you eat.
Well, and food and emotions, that's a big deal for a lot of people. Stress eating, PMS cravings, you know, just so many different things with food and emotions. And
well, and the point exactly, it's noticing your emotional state and how does it affect your eating. Because again, if you become mindful, am I excited about this one?
That's so great, though.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm really passionate about this. If you start noticing your emotional state and you start noticing that you are distressed, that causes your stomach to clench and you will not absorb your food as well. So if you want more energy and you want to feel better, you want to eat in as relaxed a state as possible. And by saying thank you and maybe thinking about all the work that went into, think about your morning cereal. Think about it, the grains and the harvest and the farmers and all of the people and energy that went into the production of this. When you do these things, you become grateful. And if you start listening, you can feel yourself open up and you'll absorb that nutrition better. Even if your body says, I've got too much sugar on my cereal, just let it go and ask your body to accept what will serve it best.
Right, trust your body to process what isn't good for it and use what is going to be the best, right?
And the more you mindfully eat, the more you can hear your body telling you those things. So it's just, I'm so excited.
I'm so glad.
Okay, the fifth day is talks about the holidays specifically and our mindset around the holidays and all of that background chatter that we've got going on and how to address that. And the first is just like anything that doesn't serve us. It's the recognition of its presence and then making a decision to change it.
Well, and I'm a firm believer in your word is your wand and how much we... If you're telling your body positive things versus telling your body negative things.
Yes.
And gratitude. Yes. I love gratitude.
They're both.
And the more gratitude you have, the more you receive and focus on, the more that you focus on the positive things in your life, the more of those things that come. It just magnifies.
And can you imagine how that would be when you go into the holidays? How would this change you just hearing this today, going into the holidays?
Yeah, I like that concept of, like, for me, I feel like it's using all the senses, like looking around at the beautiful decorations and the beautiful people and being grateful for the people that you have time with and for the meal.
For just the joy of the season.
And it's always fun. I like to do my family where we go around the table and share what we're thankful for.
Awesome.
And that's fun to get to, for everyone to get in that space of gratitude. And
I'm going to hit you both. What's the thing you look forward to the least about eating in the holidays?
I don't really have issues with eating in the... I don't know. I don't... But my family's pretty much gone, so it's a by few people. It's usually I host, and it's... I kind of like it. I don't really go anywhere anymore for the holidays.
Good. Bob, how
about
you? So
that makes it very less stressful.
I just depend on my lady just to feed me.
Oh, yes.
And I'm old, so I can't eat as much as I used to, which is a good thing.
Uh-huh.
I think.
Well, you know that you can't eat as much as you used to.
Absolutely.
And that's the good thing.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it is, but I regret it.
Yeah, you wish you could still
eat
more.
I like feeling full, you know. On the other hand, I know it's not good for me, so.
And it's not good for you because?
Because it's not healthy. I'm not using everything I'm putting in there.
So are you not, does it make you not feel well?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. Okay. You feel a little uncomfortable because you're too full. But other than that, no. I'm a little different. I just have a whole different attitude. Everything is a possibility, and I just live my life that way. And the other things don't bother me, if you want to know the honest truth.
I like it.
It's the way it is. I was taught by a good teacher. His name was Robert Schuller. Someday I'll tell you the story about that. Anyway, you guys got a project, and I'm just an old man.
Well, that comes with a lot of experience, though, when you get to live through so many different things.
There was a lot of wisdom in what you just said, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got some stuff.
Well, there is one thing I would like to tell you. If you would like to join this, and she'll repeat it, but the way to access to learn about this challenge is to go to mindfuleatingmaven.com. And that will take this challenge, bring this challenge right up on your phone or your computer. But I would like you to know ahead of time, so it's not a shock, I do charge for this.
Okay.
And the reason I charge for it is it's $27. It's well worth it, I promise you. But the reason I charge is because I've been doing this for years for free and people don't take it seriously.
No, if you invest money in something, you're more likely to do it because you've paid for it and you want to get your money's worth.
Exactly.
And you feel like you've paid for it.
Exactly. And I
$27 really isn't a very lot of money when you're talking about our health.
Well, you can see how passionate I am about this. I'm barely sitting on the chair. But I'm so passionate that I want you to have the experience. And so I wrestled with it. Do I charge? Don't I charge? Because most of the time, if you're familiar with challenges on the internet, they're free.
Yeah, they're free, and then they sell you their next program.
Well,
you get the 5-day free, and then you can sign up for this and this and this afterwards.
But how do you think they pay their bills? They have to sell something.
I understand. But, I mean, that's usually the concept with a lot of that.
Well, that's the strategy, and I can guarantee you if you take this, I will probably come back with, if you enjoyed this, I have this, if you're interested. And you can just say no.
Right.
But... I do charge because I really want, like you said.
Well, you want the commitment.
I want that commitment.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I can't be excited about how it's going
to help. And are you there for support if people want to reach out? How does that?
Absolutely. There's a private Facebook group
that
anybody who joins the challenge will be in.
Oh, I love it that people can share their experiences and support each other, and this worked and this didn't, and give each other tips and everything. Oh, that's great.
And I'll be in it just as much as everybody else. And... if people need a live Q&A or anything like that, I'm so on it. So
I love it. So, well, Teresa, thank you again. It's always fun when you're here. This is her third time. So if you want to look back on the archives, Teresa was here in March of 2020. And then what, like a couple, the
April?
Summer one day? But you can go through and find and listen to our past shows on the archives, probably.
July.
July. Everything we kept getting bumped around. So the archives will be up probably by Monday, sometimes sooner, but you can check that out. MindfulEatingMaven.com if you want to get more information and sign up for the 5-day Mindful Holiday Eating Challenge. And thank you again, Baker Orchard, proud supporter of Plant Rant. Oh, and next month, Now, this we scheduled, like, this summer, speaking of July. I ran into Becky from Be Well Nutrition at Music on the River, and we were set up next to each other, and she wanted to be my guest. And this year, I've been really booked. Lots of people have been wanting to come on, which is fun. So we have it lined up for December, and I will touch base with her and make sure that's happening. But as far as I know, so we'll be back on food again next month. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.